Today's match is in the books, and we're breaking it down. This is your RSL post-match show on the RSL Radio Network.
Welcome into the post-match show. Lauren and Alex, live from America First Field. It was 3-0 the half. It ends 3-0 for RSL against LAFC. Two goals from Andres Gomez and an assist for the third for Chicho Arango. A really nice match from RSL. I think the amount of snow that fell during halftime and went untouched really made a difference from the first half to the second half. It was a much heavier, much harder to keep the ball going. Still an entertaining second half, but overall a really solid win for RSL.
I think on multiple occasions we saw that ball just kind of flutter and stop in the snow. It was just trying to roll through and it just wouldn't. But regardless, I think RSL did enough in the second half to hold on to that 3-0 scoreline. I'm just very impressed. I was very impressed with what I saw, because even in the snow and the slippery conditions, Rouse, like, we're still able to put together some really good passes, some really clean passes, and again, just makes me excited for this front four.
It was fun to watch this attack for RSL. I think Matt Crooks struggled to adapt to the game early in that first half, but figured it out, had a strong game. I mean, it's a tough game for anybody to really adapt to. So we'll cut some slack to everybody. But I think, given the circumstances, especially, very good performance all around from RSL. I was impressed with Bodie Hidalgo's defending. Zach McMath had a great game. Justin and Marcelo were great. Brody, I think it felt they were attacking Bodie a bit more than Brody, but still a good game from him. And then obviously the substitutions came in that second half, and it's a tough game to get involved in. But I just think great way to open the home season. 3-0 win against a tough opponent. There's going to be people who talk about, oh, well, it was a snow game. But I think LAFC had their opportunities, and they did look good in some of those moments. We saw flashes of the LAFC we're used to. So while the snow obviously is a huge factor, I don't think that it made too much of a difference today between the two teams.
We in the first half, before the snow really started to stack up on the field, RSL was dominating possession. They wouldn't let LAFC touch that ball. They wouldn't give any opportunities to LAFC. They did grow into the game a little bit. Zach McMath had to be forced into some really vital and good saves over the course of the 90 minutes. But at the end of the day, like, Denny Bawanga didn't really impact the game as much as maybe he would like to, maybe LAFC would like to. And I think that's credit to, as you were mentioning, Bodie Hidalgo. Underrated player, I think. Not really mentioned today on the stat sheets or anything like that, but Bodie Hidalgo and the work that he did on Bawanga was fantastic.
We are going to head out to our first break. Make sure to send us your thoughts on the match at Lars_MM at Napolis Alex. Yes. Send us your thoughts on Twitter. We would love to hear from you, especially your man of the match. I think it's easy to give it to Gomez, but lots of standout performances tonight from Real Salt Lake in this home opener. We will have the post-game press conference for you a little bit later, hopefully not waiting too long for that. I think everybody, players and staff included, just want to get out of here today. It's been a long one. You're listening to the post-match show here on the RSL Radio Network.
Chicho in between the center backs and the defensive midfielders to Gomez. Gomez is in. He shoots. He scores. Andres Gomez opens the scoring just as the 18th minute turns to the 19th. And RSL has the opening goal against LAFC.
Andres Gomez with a brace tonight. I was really hoping for a hat trick from him, but that second half, that ball was stuck in the snow a lot more than it was in the first half. A very good performance from Andres Gomez. Two goals and an assist, and then Arango capping off that first half with the third goal. Very fun game. 59% possession for Real Salt Lake. Quite a bit of a drop off from what we saw at halftime, as LAFC was able to get a little bit more into it. 16 total shots for LAFC to Real Salt Lake's 11 and 6 on target apiece. Those stats were pretty different at the half versus where they ended. But overall, I think you kind of expect that from LAFC. They'll figure it out. And they'll try to find their way back into the game if there's a team that's going to do it. They're one of them. They're so talented and so fun to watch. Something to keep an eye on for the next game. Obviously, Brian Ojeda with two yellows late in that one and sending off. So we'll have a suspension for Brian. But obviously, Pablo Ruiz back from injury, got some minutes today, which I was a little surprised by, especially because he didn't come on for Ojeda being on the yellow. So we have Pablo Ruiz back. So not too concerned with that, but again, a solid performance from everybody. Good to see Pablo get some time and still looking healthy. Oh, we do have Pablo Mascherini downstairs, so we'll toss it to the press conference.
A lot of these players have ever played in. What effect did that have, and just kind of what was this game like from that perspective, I guess?
Well, again, I think it's boring and it's cliche, but you talk about mentality. You don't prepare for this type of game by training in it, right? And I think the team that quickly adapts to the circumstances around them and control the controllables have a better chance in it. It wasn't easy for either team. I spoke with Schroenderle before the game. We talked to the ref about once it gets to a point. But obviously at halftime, I was thinking this game's got to end, right? Like we gotta finish this game. So just a real credit to the players and the mindset to not allow circumstances beyond their control to affect them. And in and amongst that, I think the guys played some really good stuff, in particular in the first half, even with the conditions the way they were. And they stuck to the game plan, and they executed, and credit goes to the players.
And this kind of felt like a breakout game for Gomez in a lot of ways.
Recording in progress.
The two goals and then an assist as well. For someone like him, who you guys have kind of invested quite a bit of time and attention into, what does a game like this mean for him to get the production that he was
able
to get?
I think there's a moment in a player's career, a game that really changes the way you think about yourself, but it also affects the way opponents think about you as well. And I think today he accomplished both of those. The coaches have been doing a great job working with the individual players. And again, there's a bucket list of things we have to do. But again, it's the player's desire to want to improve. And Andreas last year was a player that would score, four or five goals in training, and it wouldn't translate to the game. And it takes a game like this to build that belief that when he's in front of goal, he's going to score. Really, really happy for him. I think all the, hardships he's endured to get to this point are now validated. And now he's got to maintain the same type of level for us moving forward.
Pablo, what can you take from a game like today that's so different?
Again, mindset, and the thing that I take from this game is, even in the first half when it was snowing and the conditions were poor, our attacking structure was really, really good. We didn't just, leather the ball and hope. We combined passes. We penetrated centrally. We got in very dangerous areas. And then our defending was on the front foot. In that little 10-minute break, I spoke to the guys. The way we started the game wasn't good enough. They got a corner kick from our passive defending. And we're a group that really needs to be on the front foot on both sides of the ball. And after that break, they got after it. And then again, winning balls in midfield, winning balls higher up the field, then it's a contagion for our group. And so I think both of those things are going to be really important as we continue to move forward.
Three games in now, how do you rate, where do you feel your team is in the new system, and how big of a role is Crooks going to play in that?
I don't think it was as evident today as it's been this week in training, but he's a real difference maker for our group. He creates space for his teammates. He's got a great way to pass. He adds the calm that's necessary when bullets are flying in the middle of the game and it's heated. He makes great decisions. And so for me, he's instrumental to everything that we're going to do going forward. And then as far as, you know, how I rate the games, you know, there's been six different halves of football that we've played. And I think the first half in Miami was probably our most, our poorest half, mindset, tactically, technically. And I think with every half we've played, we've improved that. And so again, what I really liked about today is today was a game where if you were fearful of losing the game, you would have just launched the ball. But if we want to get one game better, even if it's poor conditions, we want to put the ball on the floor. We want to play. We want to move our opponents. And tonight we were able to do that.
Ruiz came in when Crooks went out. Is he being intentionally used in more of a advanced role in the midfield, even though, you know, we had seen him traditionally be, I don't know, more of a box to box guy?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Pablo has been selfless in this preseason. We've kind of expedited a lot of things given that he's out for 6 months. And because we've changed a lot of the actions in from our pivots, he hasn't been able to participate in that part of it for the last 2 months. So for me, he's going to definitely be a box to box midfielder. We're going to have four great midfielders in there, and it's going to be competition for the group. But Pablo's been really selfless. And there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to be able to adjust and do what's being asked. And then obviously what he brings is different than the rest of the pivots, which is he's goal dangerous as well. And so if we can get him quickly, and we'll take this week to kind of really hammer those principles home for him. But the expectation is that he'll be ready to go next week.
Pablo, thank you for your time. Do you feel, you talked a little bit about that break after the first initial 3 minutes of the game. Do you feel that time was advantageous for you guys? And what was it that you said to the guys to get out firing in the next portion of that first half?
So again, I think the way we started the game was reminiscent of the way we started against Miami, which was on the back foot, which was being a passenger. And the first corner kick led to two banks of four with no one to mark and without any pressure on the ball. So I showed the guys the clips and I said, this is not who we are. If we're getting moved side to side, we're not getting pressure on the ball. I don't care if we make mistakes being aggressive, but when we are aggressive, then our lines move in unison. When we're shifting like this, now we're just waiting for something to happen. And so it's about proactive and reactive mindset. And again, when we restarted, then they started getting into the flow, then they started picking up loose balls, then they became who we could potentially be. And again, I think for us, it's really important. If you want to be a top team in this league, you can't have the mindset that we've had. You've got to believe that you are a top team regardless of who is on the other side of the field. And that's why I said, I don't care who they have. I don't care what they've done. I said, if we want to be great, we got to be vulnerable, and we're going to make mistakes. But if we do it trying to improve the way we want to play, I have all the time in the world for it.
And lastly, for me, a player who really stood out this game, also in the game against St. Louis, was Emeka Anelli, just playing fantastic in the midfield. Do you prefer to use him there in that midfield area, or sometimes at right back, or kind of when it's convenient, slide him on over?
For me, from my chair, and what I saw in St. Louis was reminiscent of Diego Chara when he first came to MLS. He's a player that wins balls. He's a player that distributes balls. And oftentimes, especially in the modern game, that position is so under-recognized. But what a lot of people don't understand is that is the spine of your group. That is the guy that allows your attacking players to get on the ball more, allows your attacking players to stay higher up the field. And he has been an absolute monster in the last two games. And I wish when I was playing, I had 50% of what Emeka has, because he is the real deal.
Let's go to Casey now on Zoom.
Hey coach, this may be a bit of an elementary question, but just from a technical standpoint, touching the ball and trying to control it in the snow and also preparing for it to like slow up and stop potentially when it gets that deep, was there any messaging around the literal aspect of playing in snow that deep, maybe particularly at halftime? And as a slight follow-up, do you feel it had any effect on the Ojeda challenge that got him sent off?
Yeah, obviously at the break, it's a different game, right? We're up 3-0. And so one of the things that we talked about is not playing it backwards, right? And obviously we want to maintain the ball, but can we find forward passes? Can we get underneath those forward passes? Can we just keep the game going forward? Obviously a lot easier said than done. I don't know how these guys were able to pass it from A to B. I couldn't even walk in the snow, let alone pass the ball. But as far as the Ojeda challenge, you know, it looked like it was nothing. You know, I think they did a really good job of, you know, the player that got hit, you know, fell kind of hard, and I don't know that he had the best angle on it. But again, where you take responsibility is you're on a yellow card, and so not putting yourself in those situations to allow a referee's call to impact the game.
Okay, let's go to Tom Boger.
Thanks, guys. Congrats on the win, Pablo. I was just on Steve Cherundolo's press conference, and I'm just going to read you a couple quotes of his about the weather and see what your reaction is. Some things that he said was, it was impossible conditions. It was an absolute joke we had to play today. The game should have been called off and could have been called off. It's an absolute disgrace. It's laughable. It baffles me that we put the players through this. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, to be fair, I had a conversation with Steve before the game with the referee. And at, you know, at that point, I think we were all on the same page. But once the game got going, you know, once you decide to start the game and it's snowing, there's very little that you're going to do to say that let's stop the game because it's already snowing, right? And obviously, as the game wore on, it became less like a soccer match, obviously. And I don't think there are desirable conditions for either team. So from the start, if the game didn't happen, I would have been okay with it. But once we started, it was like, let's just get this thing over with. But I understand his sentiments.
Caroline, Sean, anything before we flip over to the Spanish portion of the press conference? Okay, Joseph, you're up. Alex will translate. Please allow him time to translate
both the question and Pablo's answer. Pablo, felicidades. ¿Cuál te hace más feliz, el tres o el cero?
Pablo, what makes you more happy, the three on the score sheet or the clean sheet?
Imposible separar el tres o el cero para mí en el fútbol, porque si marcas tres goles, pero el equipo contrario hace cuatro, no estamos felices. Y si el otro equipo hace un gol y no, si no defendemos de la manera necesaria, para mí el fútbol es todo completo, el ataque y la defensa. Y para mí el 3-0 es un resultado lindo y es lo más lindo cuando lo puedes sacar en el primer tiempo.
For him, it's impossible to separate the three and the nil on the score sheet. For him, soccer is a complete game, so he's happy to get the three goals, but he looks at it as an attacking point of view and a defensive, so he's happy to get the 3-0 win.
Y en cuanto a la defensa, tuvimos un cambio con Marcelo en lugar de Brian Vera. Vera estaba un poco lesionado, pero Marcelo, con la experiencia que tenía, ¿qué impacto tuvo en ese tipo de partido que fue como?
No, Marcelo jugó un gran partido. Ha entrenado bastante bien durante la semana. Estaba esperando la oportunidad para entrar en la cancha, y como el Brian estaba lesionado, no entrenó con el equipo esta semana, pero ahora para mí la competición de los compañeros para sacar el resultado y lograr lo lindo del fútbol se celebró hoy.
The question was, there was a change in the back line replacing Brian Vera with Marcelo Silva, and what was his impact? The answer from Pablo was that Marcelo had just been waiting for the opportunity and that he jumped on it, that he's happy with his performance, and that there's a lot of competition within the squad, which creates good vibes.
Let's go to Johnny Keeley, and then we'll go to Issei.
Sweet. I'll just real quick question for you. One little detail that I noticed was when I was watching the
game. Can you get him a microphone, please?
Oh. You're good, dude. Sorry. And sorry if I'm repeating because I came here a little late, but when I was watching on the field, a little detail I noticed was Diego Luna was smiling quite a bit on the football pitch. And I know he had, you know, a lot of expectations coming into the season, the first two games. You know, he played pretty well, but I know he's put a lot of pressure on himself, got an assist today. What do you think of his performance, and or does it just seem like him seeing himself enjoying himself on the football pitch again?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Diego has been a warrior. You know, it's not easy for a young player to have a breakout, you know, end of the season last year, and then go into national team camp, and then those expectations that come with it. You know, he's a young player, but today, as you rightly pointed out, I saw a smile on his face. He's had a good week of training, and so hopefully this is a, you know, a great start to the rest of his campaign.
Awesome. Thank you, Pablo.
Last question from Isai, and then we'll go to Andres Gomez.
Bueno, eso ya va aparte de lo que fue el partido. Ayer se confirmó que Real Salt Lake jugará la US Open Cup. ¿Qué tan importante es para ti este torneo? Porque más allá de que sea un pase directo también a la Conca Champions Cup, ¿qué tan importante es para ti en cuanto al desarrollo de algunos jugadores que no tienen tantos minutos en MLS?
Sí, no, yo creo que el US Open Cup, como vimos el año pasado, es un torneo importante para el equipo, para el club. Es otro trofeo, y como dijiste vos, para llegar al Champions Cup. Y también para los jugadores, para sentir lo que es jugar cada partido para un trofeo. Y especialmente para los pibes que a lo mejor no están jugando muchos minutos en este momento, ese torneo es fundamental para nosotros, para seguir mejorando como un club.
¿Qué piensas de los equipos que decidieron no participar y mandar a su equipo de desarrollo?
Mira, todos tenemos decisiones que tomar, y no sé, y a lo mejor y toman decisiones que no entiendo. Y no es que es malo, pero nosotros hacemos las cosas de una manera que queremos valorar este torneo. Y tenemos el plantel, tenemos los jugadores, y queremos aprovechar el momento.
So the question was, yesterday was announced that Real Salt Lake was partaking in the U.S. Open Cup. How does that have an effect on the squad? Pablo was just kind of happy that that is a direct path to CONCACAF, and that is another trophy to play for. That all the players that don't usually get time will get the time on the pitch to feel what it's like to compete for a trophy, and that will help the morale of the group overall.
Thank you, Pablo.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Pablo Mastroianni, head coach of Real Salt Lake, ever the politician with his answers, but we will have to come back to those because we also have Andres Gomez downstairs now, 2 goals and an assist in RSL's win today.
Andrés, bueno, felicidades por tus primeros 2 goles del torneo. Es tu segunda temporada con Real Salt Lake. ¿Qué ha sido diferente para ti en cuanto a lo que pasó al inicio de la temporada pasada y lo que está pasando ahora?
Hola, muchas gracias. Pues al inicio de la temporada pasada, pues inicié jugando de suplente, obviamente. Después me financié a la titular, pero ha sido muy diferente porque este año estoy con más madurez, más decisiones de trabajar y hacer las cosas de la mejor manera. Y pues gracias a Dios logré concretar 2 goles que me dan más confianza para iniciar el torneo de la mejor manera.
En los primeros dos partidos quizás hubo un poco de... hubo más dificultades, ¿no?, para poder desarrollar tu juego. Quizás la falta de ritmo, el calendario de MLS es muy diferente a lo que se ve en al otro lado del mundo. Pero este partido, más allá de los 2 goles, tuviste varios manos a manos que también aprovechaste mucho tu velocidad, esa como ventaja. ¿Qué es lo que quisieras mejorar aún más dentro de los siguientes partidos?
Pues, obviamente, como cada jugador, cada partido, cada entrenamiento, cada trabajo se hace para mejorar. Y pues obviamente soy joven y tengo muchas cosas que mejorar, como la definición para hacer muchos goles, que es lo que más me gusta. Y pues trabajar más la velocidad, que he sentido que he bajado mucho la velocidad en mi estilo de juego.
So the question was, so congratulations on the 2 goals and then the assist, but what has changed the most from the beginning of last season to now this season? His response was that last season he obviously got here and was a sub for a little bit. He finished out the season getting on the starting 11, but that he's felt more mature in the way he's playing, and that he saw that he's a young player and that he still has a lot to improve on. But he's obviously happy to get the two goals and that he needs to work more on his definition and speed on the ball because he likes scoring goals.
Andrés, felicidades. Solo te quería preguntar, como dijiste, se tarda un poco de para poder acoplarte al nuevo equipo. En esta temporada ya empezaste con dos goles. Entonces, mi pregunta es, ¿qué significa para ti que Pablo tenga esa confianza para ti? Que tenga esa confianza de que tú vas a ser de titular, que vas a jugar de titular y que no importando lo que haya pasado en el pasado, que tenga la confianza de seguir metiéndote, seguir dándote esos minutos.
Muchas gracias. Pues el hecho que hice los dos goles pues me motiva más a trabajar, porque trabajando lograré llegar al punto de tomar mejores decisiones dentro del campo. Y pues el profesor desde el inicio de temporada me ha venido hablando y me ha dado muchos consejos, como él era jugador, pues me ha dicho que si quiero estar en la titular tengo que trabajar más, cada día más. Y pues eso es lo que se quiere.
So the question was, how does he knows that it takes a while to adjust to a new team ever since his transfer. How does it feel that Pablo's kind of having the trust in him to keep giving him minutes? His answer was that he's happy that, you know, that he's been working hard and getting the two goals shows that the trust in Pablo is paying off, and that he's had conversations with Pablo that he just needs to work harder to keep getting in the starting 11 and to maintain there.
Andrés, felicidades por los goles y la asistencia. Dos preguntas. ¿Cómo fue jugar en este clima, en la nieve? Y parece que también te acomodaste rápido a la situación. ¿Nos puedes hablar un poco de eso?
Muchas gracias. Pues es primera vez que estoy en un partido con nieve, obviamente, pero eso me motivó, me dio como la alegría de niño, porque no había estado jugando en la nieve y pues por eso estaba corriendo, estaba con la actitud y tenía la convicción que iba a hacer gol. No dos, pero al menos hice los dos y la asistencia, y pues gracias a Dios que lo permití.
So the question was, how was it playing in these conditions, and that he seemed to adjust quickly. Andres is that he was motivated to get a goal from the beginning of the match. He's glad that he got both goals in the end and an assist, but he was just happy to be out there and that, yeah, he enjoyed it.
Okay, last question for Andres.
Andres, you're an incredibly talented player. What part of your game are you trying to work on the most right now?
Que eres un jugador increíble. ¿Qué parte de tu juego estás tratando de mejorar?
¿Cómo?
Que eres un jugador muy talentoso. ¿Qué parte de tu juego estás tratando de mejorar?
Pues, muchas gracias. Pues estoy trabajando mucho con los profesores cuando terminan los entrenamientos sobre la definición y la buena toma de decisión en el último tercio de la cancha a la hora de definir y de dar un buen pase para dar una buena asistencia, y pues eso es lo que tengo que mejorar muchísimo más, que sé que me falta.
We've been working a lot after training with the coaches, and specifically to get the final third pass correct, and finishing, and just kind of getting sharper in the final third with his decision making.
Trabaja de sus celebraciones en la nieve, ¿sí? Perfecto, gracias, señor.
Gracias a usted.
Suerte en el próximo sábado.
Todo bien, gracias.
Andres Gomez, Arcel, man of the match. Very good performance from him. I did not expect a player who, according to Trey Fitzgerald, had not even seen snow as of like a year or two ago to play so well in these conditions, but he was fantastic tonight. Zach McMath has just sat down, so we'll toss it back downstairs.
Hey Zach, thanks for your time. First of all, how difficult is it to play your position with the conditions that you had today, try and see the ball, anticipate where it's going to land and slide, and kind of wait to anticipate to make those saves?
Yeah, it was tough. Between being cold, between not being able to see a whole lot, like you said, didn't know if the ball was going to stop, if it was going to skip. So it was a lot of reactionary, which kind of is better sometimes. Like, you don't have to think about it much and you're just kind of reacting and you're so focused and dialed in that it seemed like it almost came easy and natural to me tonight, which is a great feeling.
First clean sheet of the season. How was the communication with the back line, and how do you feel that the guys performed helping you out on the back line?
Yeah, obviously, I think all 10 guys in front of me were incredible. Everyone had to put in a defensive shift, as well as, you know, going forward and dealing with the snow, dealing with the bounces, dealing with slipping, and obviously a very dangerous team in LASC who came out very strong in the second half. For us to stick together, get on the same page, and really, you know, bind together for that whole 90 plus minutes was, you know, very good for our team. Yep.
Was it your first time playing in the snow? And what were some of those conversations like between you guys, maybe guys that had played in the snow and guys maybe hadn't even seen snow this close in their lives?
Yeah, that's, I think, my third or fourth snow game. So kind of knew what it was going to be like, what was going to be cold. My toes usually go first. Thankfully, it was kind of a dry snow, so I didn't get super wet. I was showing Crooks our highlights from our New England snow game a couple years ago. This is before it was snowing, and I was like, oh, this was bad, you know, like hopefully it doesn't get to this. And a couple hours later, it was worse than that. So now the guys were kind of just like all about vibing, you know, being up for it. We knew that our mentality was going to be huge in that game, and I think we proved that in the first half and then to finish it out in the second half.
Yeah, I guess kind of going off that, what does this result mean for this team in general to get a 3-0 win over a really, really good LAFC team?
Yeah, I think if we set back a couple weeks ago and said we got 4 points out of these three games, we'd be, you know, not pleased but satisfied. And, you know, obviously to take points off a team that's been a top two team in the league the last couple of years is always important, and something that we can continue in the next week.
You've made some incredible saves already this year. How do you feel your game's coming along?
It seems sharp, sharper than years previous this early in the season. Sometimes it takes me a couple games to find my kind of mojo, but I feel like I've found it already and hope to continue finding it and giving the guys in front of me confidence.
Been a lot of focus on the change in the system in front of you. Has there been any changes, I ask of you, in your play with the changes in front of you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. Unfortunately, couldn't really see it tonight, but the goalkeepers are asked to take a more advanced position in the build out, which is, you know, new to me, but I feel comfortable in it, and I think it will work. It worked a decent bit against St. Louis and even the first 10 minutes against LAC tonight, but I'm looking forward to warmer weather and, you know, a nice pitch where we can continue to work on it, because the more we work on it, the better it'll be.
Zach, we're 6-1 with the orange ball, so don't wish for too much.
Not in front of the orange ball. We might need to go to yellow balls, because you couldn't see an orange ball tonight either.
How was to play against another good goalkeeper as Hugo Lloris? How the team prepare the game to beat him, you know, that he's a goalkeeper who is coming from one of the best leagues in the world as the Premier League, and also he won the World Cup in 2018 and he was on the final too.
Yeah, obviously unbelievable career. Happy to have him in our league, and we know how good he is as a shot stopper, but obviously very good with his feet in our game planning. We know that his range of passing is, you know, it's one of the top in the world, so we are ready for that, and obviously I don't think we got to see that tonight, but I wish him the best for all the season and good health.
You talk with him after the game?
I asked him for his jersey, and he gave it to me, so that was very cool, and I just told him before the game, welcome to MLS, this is what it's like every weekend.
Congratulations on the jersey.
Anything else for Zach?
No. Cool. Thank you, guys. Drive safe.
All right. I think I just heard Trey say that we might have Matt Crooks, so we will keep an eye on the post-game press conference. But some good stuff there from Pablo Andres and RSL goalkeeper Zach McMath. Nice little joke from him at the end there, which is also funny to me because I literally just tweeted, why are people acting like RSL plays in snow every week? And then he says that to you, Colores. But, you know, going back to Pablo and Steve Trundolo, Steve, obviously, we brought up off the air, we talked about that New England Revolution game 2 years ago. And Heel's comments afterward, after that loss for New England, RSL coming back, a nice victory for them. And same sentiment, why are we playing this game in this weather? And it's, my answer is pretty simple. Soccer does not get canceled because of snow. It's extremely rare. And it's also extremely rare that RSL teams in the Rocky Mountains are playing in this kind of weather.
Absolutely.
We didn't have a snow game last year. We had to go back 2 years to find RSL's last snow game. So it's unfortunate that it happens occasionally, but both teams are playing in these conditions and they're not used to them. Just because we are in Utah does not mean Real Salt Lake is playing and training in snow often. So it's kind of a weird complaint to me.
And I think the result has also factor into those comments.
100%. We have Matt Crooks downstairs for the first time. We will toss it down.
Mr. Crooks, go ahead, Caleb.
I just asked Zach the same question. I'm not sure what the case is for you, but had you played in snow before today, and what was it like?
Played in snow once. We played Cardiff at home. But it was absolutely nothing like that. That was crazy. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I couldn't see my feet. Luna couldn't see his legs. It's just, yeah, but we won, so.
Yeah, how did you guys do it?
I don't know, we just battled hard. I mean, it wasn't the prettiest game. The ball was so hard to move and try and play, but I guess we out-battled them, and we fancied it more than them, I guess, in the end.
Matt, great game today. It's a limited sample size, and I know you've played across multiple levels in the soccer pyramid in England, but how would you rate the play so far? Is it what you expected? What are your thoughts on Major League Soccer so far?
Coming over, to be fair, I had no expectations of what it'd be like, just because I'd let very limited coverage of it myself, watching it. It's difficult because I've played, half an hour at St. Louis, and then played today on the mountains, so it's kind of hard to judge. But I'm here for myself. I want to, regardless of the level that I'm playing against, if they're higher than what I expected or lower than what I expected, I want to perform for myself and for the team. So obviously I'll see in due course what I feel like it is. But right now, I probably don't have a fair assessment on that.
So far, you're integrating into the team. How's that going? And where do you expect to? What are your strengths that you're going to bring to this team that's going to bring success to Real Salt Lake?
Yeah, it's a young squad, so I'm a bit of seniority to the side, I guess. 30 years old now, still feel 18 at heart, but I guess it's my job to kind of get to know the young guys and maybe pass on some experience that I've got from maybe a different country, a different league, and try and help them progress. There's a lot of young talent here that I feel like can go in a good direction and take this club places. So if I can help them take this club forward, then brilliant. But obviously, like I said before, I want to play well as well, first and foremost, for the team. So I feel like I've, like I say, leadership. I'll probably play in that 10 role more often than not when I'm playing. And I'll probably play a little bit deeper than a natural 10, like Luna, who plays a bit higher and is a bit trickier than me, but I'm a bit more, I've played most of my career as a midfielder, so passing is probably one of my biggest strengths in dribbling. But yeah, that's what I feel like I'll possibly bring.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about your passing. It looked like you had some really good link-up play with Gomez and Chicho and really everyone tonight. How has it been adjusting to the style of play and getting to know the guys on and off the field?
Yeah, it's gonna take a while. It's not gonna be a quick fix. The more time we spend on the pitch together and in training, then the better it'll get. Just learning the lads and how they play and what runs they make, and me trying to tell them in my broken Spanish what I want them to do as well. So, it'll be a challenge, but it's one that I'm looking forward to, and I'm sure the other lads are looking forward to it as well.
And then with that language barrier, the British leagues are pretty international as well.
Yeah.
How has that been something that you've adjusted to over the course of your career and are going to bring to Real Salt Lake with a lot of international players?
I think everyone knows us as English people, we're quite lazy, aren't we? We kind of expect everyone else to speak English. Just coincidentally, I've been doing Spanish lessons back home twice a week with a tutor. But then to come over here and then listen to the guys that are speaking every day, like Rapido, Entiendo. Maybe a few more lessons for me, but I think just want to play games. The guys want to play games, want to win matches, and whatever barriers we come across, it'll be an interesting challenge for us, and just want to embrace. And one of the things when I came over here, I knew that that's what I was coming to and one that I was looking forward to. So, yeah.
Matt, congrats on your first RSL start, and thank you for your time. How have practices kind of been for you? How's the intensity been in kind of preparing you for not necessarily situations the same as the game today, but situations like this where you need to have a strong mindset and need to be intense for the full time that you're on the field?
Yeah, the training's been good. Probably took me a couple of days to get used to the altitude. I wasn't used to that, obviously. No, the training's a good intense level. All the lads are putting a shift in. Listen, there's competition for places everywhere, so all the lads are putting it in every day. We did sprint tests the other day, and usually back home, I'm kind of like, I'm not top, but I'm like top six, top seven, but like these guys are, so that's probably the biggest difference that I've noticed. The speed of the guys here is the athleticism's like top level.
Thanks, Matt.
So how did you come to decide that you wanted to play in Major League Soccer? What are the decisions that brought you here?
So when I was 17 in England, when they kind of decide if you're going to get offered a professional contract, I always had to have options, and one of my options was to come here on a scholarship to do college football in America. So it's always something that I've looked at from afar. Obviously, I had my career in England, and then it got to a point where I've always kind of mentioned it to my agent that I'd like to come over at some point when the time would be right. We didn't know. But I felt like I wanted a new challenge. I'd done a lot of years in England, and it got to the point where I had a couple of chances to get to the Premier League and didn't quite get there, and I just felt like I wanted a fresh challenge, fresh start, and try something completely new. And this is that. I feel like the league's getting bigger. Obviously, you've got big names coming in. Obviously, the Messi, Miami situation, the World Cup's coming in a couple of years. I feel like it's only getting stronger. And like I said before, it's like a new culture, especially with the South American vibe we've got going around here, and a new lifestyle for me and my family. That's another thing. I mean, I can't wait to see what she says about the snow today. I'm looking forward to my family getting over here. We can start a new life together in the States.
And do you have a favorite club growing up?
I've always been a United fan. My family are season ticket holders. We've still got them now at Man United, so that's my team.
Predictions for tomorrow?
Not good. Yeah, no. Yeah, not good. Yeah.
What school was it that offered you the scholarship here in the States?
No, so I never got to that point. I got offered a contract at 17 professionally, so I never had to take that kind of step, but it was always something that I was going to try to do. Yeah.
Hey, Matt, how's your American coming along? You mentioned your Spanish, but how's your American?
Well, my grandma always says that I mumble anyway, so my English isn't great either. And I know a few of the guys have been like, what? But we'll get used to each other, I think. Yeah.
Anyone on Zoom have questions? Amazing. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
All right. Matt Crooks, after his first RSL home game, good to hear from him. You said it during the press conference, but I think it's very accurate. Very quickly will be a fan favorite. Fun personality, a good player. I think he's a great addition to this squad, a good pickup from the front office.
He's been fantastic. You see, he's kind of charismatic from just listening to him talk. You know, he had the little jokes and whatnot, and fans love that. And not only that, but he backs it up on the field because he comes in and he's already having good link of play with the other front three. He's already kind of bringing his own style to that attack. We saw it a couple times with the give and goes through that first half, and so I'm just very excited to continue to see Matt Crooks grow into this attack and really get comfortable with Chicho and Luna.
We have been on the air without a break for a hot minute here, so we're going to toss it out to a commercial break. On the other side, we will wrap up the post-match show, today's match, and preview RSL's match next week against the Colorado Rapids here at America First Field. This is the post-match show on the RSL Radio Network. Welcome back to the post-match show here on the RSL Radio Network. Lauren and Alex getting you through. Hopefully you're all driving safe on your way home from the stadium today. Some crazy weather. Just crazy. Interesting to hear from Pablo, Andres, Zach, and Matt Crooks. Matt, having only played in one snow game, and obviously it did not compare to the madness today. Zach McMath had a pretty funny end of his press conference there, saying he was talking to Matt Crooks about the New England game from 2 years ago and told him that that's he said that to Laurie, said it's like this every weekend, but he was showing the showing Matt Crooks those highlights and saying, oh yeah, that was the worst snow game I've ever played in, and then this happened tonight and he said it was much worse. So a great win for RSL here at home. Great way to start season. 1-1-1.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take it. We'll take it, especially with looking at Miami and their results since beating RSL as well. I mean, and 2-0 against Miami, it is a loss, but 5-0 today. Luis Suarez, 2 goals and 2 assists. Messi also with 2 goals. They are looking to be a bit more formidable. And Orlando, a little bit shocking result from them as well.
Oh, 100%. I think Orlando, coming into this season, Orlando was probably one of the underrated favorites. Mm-hmm. They built up a really good squad, and then you add Nico Lodero to that attack, and on paper, it just made them better, but a poor performance against Inter Miami today.
Did not work. That game went final while RSL and LAFC were still going. The only other game that's finished today, Minnesota and Columbus, kicked off at noon when RSL was supposed to. 1-1 is how that game ended. A very late winner for the home side in Minnesota. Currently playing about the 20th minute. Vancouver is hosting Charlotte. At 6:30, we'll have Chicago hosting Cincinnati, Dallas hosting Montreal, Houston hosting New York, Red Bull, Kansas City, and Philadelphia, St. Louis, and NYCFC. At 7:30, we'll have Real Salt Lake's next opponent, the Colorado Rapids, hosting Nashville. 8:30 kicks are Portland and DC United, San Jose and LA Galaxy, and Seattle and Austin. Just one game tomorrow, New England and Toronto. Looking at Colorado, first installment of the Rocky Mountain Cup. A 4-1 thumping on the road last week to start the season by Portland. Curious to watch that game tonight, excited to watch that game tonight against Nashville and see if they've got a little bounce back in them. They've added quite a few pieces, a couple from RSL, Jasper Lofelson, namely going to Colorado in the off season. Always a fun one against the Rapids. It's a game that they tend to get up for most of the time. Sometimes.
I think both sides do.
Yes. Yeah. It's one that still has a little bit of fight in it. I think there are rivalries for both teams that have a little more punch to them, but this one with the, how long it's stood, there's always going to be that extra little punch between these two teams. It's a little more personal because of their proximity, but RSL hosting Colorado at 7:30. What are you taking away from tonight going into next week, Alex?
Biggest takeaways from tonight, I think, just has to be getting Andres Gomez off the mark, getting him to get those 2 goals, get the assist, and just continue to build on that performance. Chicharango, it's fantastic to see him go 2 games back-to-back with goals. Mm-hmm. Underrated performances and maybe unnoticed performances on the defensive end. I thought Marcelo Silva came in and played a really, really great game. Bodie Hidalgo, who's been also one of the unsung heroes so far this season, I thought Hidalgo did a fantastic job against Seni Bouanga, very limited his touches and limited his opportunities. And so just continuing to build on those positives. A lot of positives on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Maybe clean up. Passing to me, I think this one was, sometimes a bit rough, but yeah. Again, I think we have to attribute that a lot to the snow.
Yeah.
So just build up on the positives. Continue to play good defense. Continue to find those opportunities in through the back and build on that against Colorado.
Absolutely. We will see you guys next week for Real Salt Lake against the Colorado Rapids here at America First Field. Kickoff is at 7:30. Pre-match starts at 6:30. I do not know who's going to – I'm going to be here. I think Spence is going to be here. I don't know who else is going to be here. So we'll see throughout the week. But you can count on me next Saturday, March 9th, 6:30 pre-match show here on the RSL Radio Network.